The adult beverages are poured, the kids are asleep. Welcome to New Dad Gaming, a show about fatherhood, gaming, and new fathers figuring out their gaming lives. My name is Trevor, and I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old.
And I'm Jeff, I have an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old.
So everybody wants to know the space trucking update as the new dad minivan hurdles itself into unknown space. posted some photos this week of the it's some pretty stunning photos, honestly, as far as being in front of beacons, being in front of some of the spaceships. There's the first place that we stopped was an asteroid, a base within an asteroid that we had to go into. So it's continued along. I've managed to hit the next waypoint on schedule. They just announced a new one, so I gotta launch myself into space again. What was great though is that this last one actually was a station, so I was able to sell my exploration data. So
okay,
every time you get into a system, as soon as you do, you accrue some data, which then you could sell. This is just like people who want to, for scientific reasons, map the galaxy. But then you can have a outfit your ship with a scanner that kind of like just beams out, so you know all of the various ships, or sorry, the planets and everything else inside that spaceship. Do that, get some more money. You can also check out all the planets. So as soon as you do that, you know there's like 6 planets. Then you can map the surface of those ones. So you'll know, okay, this one is a high metal planet. This is an ice planet. Bunch of space stuff. But each time you do that, it's more data. And even better is when like you're the first guy to ever discover that planet. So I mentioned that.
Okay.
I mentioned that before too. So I now have my name plastered across, I think at this point, like about 40 planets. Like, so
you're just going around marking your territory everywhere. You're like, yeah, Trevor was here. Just spray paint, right. Like old school.
So that's fun enough that it's interesting to have like my name carved out in space. But like this last station, so I sold my data. At any particular point, I've maybe at most had like $5 million, $10 million.
That doesn't seem all that bad.
Is that
not good?
Spaceships are expensive, man. Like,
okay, never mind.
The Death Star takes a lot of money to build. But this last time I sold all my data, I now have $50 million. Like, it is the most money I have ever had in this game by accident. And like, so, but, and we are just like, what week are we? Like 5, 6 out of 18? Like at this rate.
Yeah. Like I'm just rolling in it.
Be cash money millionaire. I'll be able to do anything I want in space. It's everything I've ever wanted.
Living the dream in interstellar space.
So just, but the worst part too, like I'm tempted to try to buy something nicer, as far as like a nicer ship, right? Like, oh, okay, I'll make the journey even easier, jump farther.
Right.
But this far in space, there is nothing. Like I'm stuck with, I'm stuck with New Dad Gaming minivan. Like I don't think I can get anything else.
Yeah.
It's kind of appropriate.
I think so. You can't ditch the van. The van is what gets you around. It was there for your first planet.
I was just hoping for less jumps, because every time it's like 100 jumps, like every time, right? 120 jumps. It takes
time. That's a lot.
It's telling you, like, I've watched now documentaries. I've caught up on some shows. Like, it's great. It's a very different, chill gaming experience. So, quick update. Yeah. Distant World 2, the New Dad Gaming minivan. There's been some posts on our social if you want to take a look at the green, ugly hauler that I am taking across the galaxy.
It's beautiful.
But the mission continues. Now, a bit more topical and action-packed for gaming would be the continued meteoric rise of Apex Legends, which
yes,
has
much.
Kept momentum. Like, what on your end, what are you seeing? And have you dipped back into it?
I have dipped back into it, and I've seen most of my friends list now in Apex Legends over any other game, at least right now. So it is one popular one, and I think it's already spread virally, and people either want to try it out or now they're stuck with it and they're just addicted to Apex Legends over anything else. So it's a fun game. It's a good pick up and play game. I will give it that. I, again, dipped back in a couple times when I'm in the mood. I play a couple matches, get out. It's perfect. Suits a dad life.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they just got rid of, they somehow make a version where you can just like pop in like right down to the map, so you don't have to do the whole jump point every single time, make it a bit quicker.
Oh, yeah.
But even with that, it's not so bad. But it's amazing. And what the more interesting one I've seen this week is a real turning on one another from the Battle Royale communities. Specifically, yeah. That now seems to be Fortnite versus Apex Legends, like very specifically. Right. A Battle Royale of the Battle Royales, I suppose. <it's>,
but there can only be one.
Yeah. And it's curious because like the Apex Legend people are like, oh, finally like a game for us because we hated Fortnite, or this is so much better than Fortnite. Great, we don't have to deal with this anymore. Like what, have you seen any of that? Have you been paying attention at all to the internal strife of Battle Royale games?
Yeah, well, it's like you mentioned, there's a lot of Fortnite hate, and it was getting that point anyway because it's so popular that people just turn on it. So Apex Legends is the new kid in town. It'll be like for a while until the next new thing comes along, right? As soon as it gets overpopulated, people will start knocking it on that. But hopefully there's room for both. Like, Fortnite's a very different game, which can be played almost anywhere. It can be played on your phone. But it's got that building mechanic, right, that sets it apart. So I think if Apex kind of stays in its own zone, I think you get an audience for that, and it will eat away at the, you know, the Call of Duty Battle Royale or something like that. Or even Battlefield 5. It could eat away at that audience. But it's really, I don't know. There's room for both.
Yeah. There's enough gaming love to go around. But come I mean, on. Like, it's... I suppose you could say it definitely feels more adult because guns are a bit more bloody and violent than Fortnite being super cartoony. So you're never going to lose the kid angle on that. Like, one of the worst ones is like, oh, don't tell the kids about Apex Legends. Like, keep them in Fortnite. It's like, let me tell you something about kids. Like, you're going to find it. Like, you're not keeping anyone out of anything.
No.
Yeah,
it's going to be all around anyway. So yeah, it's again super violent. It's not really meant for kids. Apex can kind of stay where it is right now, and Fortnite can have its other audience. There's a lot of Twitch streamers still on both, so it's kind of just what you're feeling like eating tonight. So it's do I want this or do I want this?
Now, I'll be curious if they ever do add in. Well, I'll be curious a few things, like how they roll out new characters. Will it be a little bit Overwatch-esque, where just free character, like it's all, although I'll say even now, like the two characters aren't free. Like you have to buy them.
You have to buy them.
Which, possible to earn it. Like it's not horrifically bad as far as grinding to have to get them. Like it's certainly possible. But like, will every character then be pay, or is that just kind of experiment? Will they introduce mechs from Titanfall? Seems a little difficult that like they could just throw that into the current world.
That would have to be a whole new mode, which there is rumor that there will be a survival mode or some other mode of some sort coming soon. But like you said, I don't think they should lock characters behind that kind of paywall. That makes the game, you know, there's a balance issue there. Cosmetics, fine, you know, that's okay. And I think Overwatch did the same thing, right? Like it was, all the characters were available and then it was just cosmetics.
Yeah.
So.
Now, they did have a different mode. Does that interest you? Like, if you didn't have to be on the squad of three? Or did you generally kind of like how that was playing out?
I kind of like the squad of three. It's, you're not out there by yourself, just, you're not out there dying by yourself. Put it that way.
You're dying quickly with
two other people. Yeah. So I think there's a good, squad-based shooter. And then the fact that you can get revived, too. There's usually people that are there to help you, which is good. I haven't run into like a toxic crew yet. And maybe those people are coming, you know, just to kind of make the game horrible for everybody. But no, it's been a good experience so far. So I think it's stick with that mode unless, you know, something comes out that's, you know, all sorts of wonderful. But I don't know.
I can imagine them increasing it or even reducing it. It's just the ping system that they introduced is so nice. As far.
Yes, yeah.
So it'd be hard to see them scrapping that. So maybe it's like teams of two or teams of seven, teams of 10.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you can't really go more than the entirety of their roster. But
No, but then, I guess you're getting out of the Battle Royale, so to speak, and more like Team Deathmatch or even Capture the Flag type stuff.
Yeah, I guess those type of modes. Okay, that kind of makes sense, yeah. Capture the Flag. Or if they just did a... Can you imagine something that's kind of like unlimited, though? Like, you just kind of keep with your squad and just keep recycling, So it's just about number of kills as opposed to one death and you're done.
Yeah. Which is usually the truth for all of us here, yeah. Dads.
Well, for instance, there's also the Destiny 2 has a pretty popular mode where it's like you kill somebody and then they drop what they call an engram. And then you run up and you have to take it and you have to deliver it back to your base. So the one part of it is kill, but then also retrieve and like drop. So that only counts if you return it back. So you have to, there's an opportunity to save it. And then, and meanwhile, the person, of course, just keeps getting revived. Although, I don't know. It seems heavily based on the drop ship, jumping, like flying around, whatever.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's in right now. That's the trend.
Yeah. I'd be more curious to see.
Maybe the minivan will drop everybody. We need the Interstellar NDG minivan to drop people off. That's what we need.
If I succeed, they should, definitely memorialize
respawn.
It. Respawn. Fly the ship across. I don't know. It's exciting. It's cool to see. Again, like it continues to be, I think, for myself, such a feel-good story as far as gaming. Like a good studio, great game, out of nowhere. Yeah. Crowded market, what, another battle royale? No chance.
Yeah, no. I'm hoping to win at it someday.
Well, we all have dreams, Jeff. I wanted to be in the NBA, but here we are.
I know.
Do you actually think you could win? Like,
I don't know. I think it's in the cards.
Walk me through, and I'm not like doubting your abilities, but also you're a father. So, I mean, like, walk me through how that works in your mind, how you win Apex Legend.
I think I win by just accidental suicide by somebody else. I think if I stay in a corner long enough. Yeah, and then just two people like shoot each other like right in front of me and I just cower and then I win. I think that's how it plays out.
What was my best placing? I think I got in like top 20. I was the last guy last guy in my squad and I was just, but of course the second somebody saw me I died. Like it was so fast. Yeah, it's embarrassing.
When you're going against crazy people and I'm usually the one to help. I'm trying to medevac everybody. So if somebody in my team goes down, I try to save them. And that's usually a bad thing when the threat's still there. So
yeah,
what can I do? I'm a dad. I'm there to help. If I see a kid that's down, I'm going to help him.
Do you watch like how-to videos on these are the best weapons, here's how you use the players? Do you study at all?
I have watched a couple of videos on the best heroes, not the weapons, because I find that I'm running for whatever I can get kind of thing. But the heroes I have. So just to get a sense of what their powers do. Because some of it's not really explained until you kind of use it. And then you don't know what you're doing.
What have I done? I've wasted it.
So I don't know.
Did you notice like an uptick? Like were you able to take that training and like improve in a match? Or is it just good to know, gonna die still?
I think I improved just because I knew when to use certain things. And where they were kind of good at. So if there's a hero that was good at, dropping that harpoon rope thing to get up into higher places, I could do that and actually know what I'm doing. Because the first thing I thought was, that's not what it was intended to do. I don't know. And then another girl goes through portals and stuff and has like this bloodthirst ability and can see how people are running around. Like, again, I didn't know any of that. I just kind of saw the screen go gray and kind of went along with it. So. It helped me.
That's why like the healer is just so straightforward. It's like you call it, you heal people, you call in a bunch of health stuff. Like I can follow this. I got this one.
I'm good. Yes, exactly. That's a good beginner champion to go is the medic, which I do quite a bit. So
yeah, the tank girl is pretty safe. I think it's the medic and the tank girl, I think, are the two safest because tank girl is pretty much just kill the person and then you do a huge barrage of rockets. Like it's all very straight. There's no nuance. You can just like do it
right.
Which I think I don't know, just brute force. I think they were thinking of dads. Launch rockets. I got you. I've launched rockets before.
That's I'm right down with that. I'm good with that. All right, boom boom, good.
Like one thing I want to see if we can find a gaming dad who's paid for a Fortnite coach, either for themselves or for their kids, because I've heard all about that, where it's somebody they'll show you the ropes, like they'll show you how to get better, they'll help you get your first win, and you people you actually pay. Man, that'd be a hell of a video for us to do. Like, how much do we have to pay to get an Apex Legends win?
Can you imagine and record it and just see like the training process? Like it's us at computers, you know.
Dun, da, da, dun, da,
you
know dun,
all right, you gotta do push-ups and get your click rate up. Let's do this.
So the worst part for them is like if they did it, they couldn't do it just as a paid service in that like they can't just take, okay, if you pay me $50, I'll make you win a game. Because it could take us it could take you and me days.
It could take ever, yeah. It wouldn't work.
It's got to be hourly. But if we can find someone willing to do it for some set of money, that would be interesting. Like, can they? It's either they just carry us, like they're so good. You're technically on my team, so this counts. Or can they actually like drag us through kicking and screaming to an actual victory?
Yeah.
Man, I would pay $10 for that.
$10, I'm good. I'm good with that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Apex Legend coaches, let's do it for a victory for us.
That's right.
And we have to make it to the end, I think. At least one of us. If one of us doesn't make it, fine.
Yeah. Get our money's worth.
But here we are talking about cheating because we're so lousy at games. But some dads out there are not so lousy at games. And in fact, these dads win Gaming Dad Victories of the Week. So each week we feature an exceptional gaming dad and often their kids who are doing fatherhood and gaming so well. This week's victory goes to gaming dad Rozilla from Western Kentucky with a Hearthstone milestone that any dad who plays that game will appreciate. So, Jeff, why don't you walk us through the post?
Okay, the post, it goes like this. Been a casual dad mobile player since first release, first 12 wins in the arena. None of my friends or family know what Hearthstone is, myself included, so I wanted to share my excitement with this great community. And I have got to say the first comment is the one I laughed at, is, I'm still disappointed from dad, probably.
Clearly it's what dad would say. Yeah. So this is a huge victory. There's lots of Hearthstone players who never do it. So Arena is a pay once random shuffle game. So you pay a certain amount of in-game gold and randomly you get to pick cards out of, here's three cards, which one do you want? Here's three cards, which one do you want? It's kind of akin to if you ever did like a Magic the Gathering, the actual physical card, they have like draft night where you go and then they can choose, you choose cards, pass it along, and you try to build a deck. So this is just on the fly deck building, right? So it's a little bit of luck, but it's obviously a lot of skill because you have to know what to choose, like what's the best one to go and who knows what your opponent has. Like, so it's not going to be a bunch of meta predefined decks. This is going to be wild cards and there's a lot of skill to it. Now you can lose up to three times and then every time you win, your treasure gets better and better, or your reward gets better and better and better. So if you get like six wins, you get two packs and some gold or whatever else. I think if you get six wins, you get your money back. So you've kind of you paid 150, you get 150 back at least. Now 12 wins is the maximum though. If you win 12 times, it's like congratulations, this is the best possible prize, like you did it. Like that is a victory, that's a championship. Like it is incredibly hard, right? So with only three only three times rare? Lose. Rare is not the right word. Like for people who are talented at it, it's not inconceivable, but it is hard. And for a casual dad player, it is especially impressive. So, you know, so you can see the rest of the comments too. You start to see positivity come out where it's just like, yeah, I'm also a dad. That's amazing. I've never done it. I've never gotten close. I've tried Arena a few times. I've gotten like two wins max. It's pretty sad.
Okay.
So it is impressive. But let's put it into his own. As always, I want to put it into his own words. He had a great story behind it. You probably know the deal with the dad gaming life. I can't sit down for hours to game, even if I control the TV, because life is too busy. But Hearthstone allows for competitive mini gaming sessions whenever I have a free 15 to 20 minutes. I play Arena once or twice a week and normally finish into 3 to 8 win range, but finally made it to 12 wins and it felt like a monumental achievement. And it was. But my wife and friends aren't really gamers, so I just wanted to share it with Reddit/Hearthstone community because I guess there was a lot of other dads out there like me, and with the response of the post, I guess I was correct. Even a step further, I've recently been playing Whizbang decks because it's a random semi-competitive deck that allows you to see new cards and legendaries you may not want to craft. I would recommend Whizbang to anybody who is bored with the game or in a rut who wants to keep it fresh and random instead of playing in the same one or two decks you've spent all your dust on. And so Whizbang for the uninitiated.
Yeah, what's whizbang? Jeff, you want it? Please enlighten.
It is one card, but if you put him into whatever deck you're doing, he will completely discard your deck and give you a totally random deck. Or I should say, like, it's a set of, like, he has, like, 20 different decks, 30 decks that he picks from. So every game that you're in there, it's just this random deck. Yep. It's a pretty good deck. Like, you can definitely win with it. You're not going to win, like, tournaments and championships, but it's a good deck. You can do it. It's going to be a bunch of random cards. It's going to be, like, this guy, like Rosilla said, it's going to be some legendaries that maybe you don't have. So it's going to be super interesting. So as opposed to you, you know, desperately trying to piece together a little deck that's pretty good, you can just have this one card that gives you a bunch of wild decks. It's like, what am I going to play this time? Oh, God, what's going to happen now? And it's just totally random. So, awesome. So that is a great dad tip. I haven't touched Hearthstone in a while. But you hear that, and it's like, you know, that might be a fun little thing to do. That could be a good time. Like a good little, to keep it random so I don't get invested and try to learn the ins and outs of a deck. Just a little bit of random, have a good time, and pop out. So, not
there
a bad...
the hooks again.
It begins. Hey, listen, I got to play something while I'm space trucking in Distant Worlds, too.
Yeah, that's true.
So for taking his 10 to 20 minute bursts of gaming and eking out our Hearthstone milestone, Rosilla from Western Kentucky has won the Gaming Dad Victory of the Week. Congratulations.
Nice. Congrats.
If you'd like to be considered for Gaming Dad Victory or know someone else deserving, please reach out to us on a Facebook page or at our website, newdadgaming.com. I did want to... So you not being a Hearthstone player and you not being a dangerous player... And only playing a bit of Apex, apparently. One does wonder what you have been playing.
I thought you were going to go, what do you win at, Jeff? What do you play that you win at?
Do you win any games, Jeff?
You know what? There is one thorn in my side that we haven't won at in a while, and it's Mario Party. So Mario Party for the Switch, yes.
The breaker of friendships.
Mario Party, there's so many things that are right with this game, and then so many things that just irritate and frustrate you as a dad. And we were getting into, if anybody knows that the new Mario Party, it comes with this set amount of characters, and then there's like four or five, probably six unlockable characters. And my kids would like to play with those unlocked characters. They would want to see who they are. So I took it upon myself to be like, no sweat, I'll earn those, no problem. Earned one just by playing it, not a problem. There is this one challenge that you have to do a whole rafting trip, and the rafting trip goes 5,000 in-game meters, but every leg of the rafting trip, you pick a branch, and there's challenges all along the way. It probably takes a good 25 minutes to complete this whole thing. And my wife and I picked up the slack. When the kids go to bed, we play this game to try and win this rafting trip, because once you do, you get Donkey Kong. If you win the rafting trip three times, not just once, but three times, different ways, then you get Donkey Kong.
Oh, no.
I can't tell you the amount of times that we've got, like, we see the finish line, but we run out of time, because if you don't complete the challenges, like bang, 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 you'll run out of time by the end of the finish. So we've lost with 3 seconds left. We've lost with 30 seconds. The last one, I will say we did complete it. With 0 seconds, we crossed the finish line. So we kind of jumped in-game in Mario Party. You do your own high five. Like, you have to swing the Joy-Con and high five each other, and you get extra time each challenge. And we actually did a high five in real life when that happened, because it was insane.
It brought you together.
But it did. Mario Party.
It tore you apart, and then it brought you together.
It really does. It plays with your emotions a little bit. You are really complimenting each other, and then, you know, kind of critical of each other when things are going the same way.
You call
that
a Goomba jump? What is this? Amateur hour? Want to wake up the kids?
What do you mean, paddle? Yeah, paddle harder. Come on, paddle. But no, it's been a great game. Kids love it. I wish there was a little bit more to it. There's, like, just not enough to do, but there are characters to earn. We're trying to earn those characters. The next challenge is I have to go through 80 mini games all together to get the next character. So I'll be away for a while trying to do do that.
That is your own space journey right there. That's your
that is instead of 80 planets or solar systems, it's 80 challenges. So but no, it's been great. It's been fun to play with my wife and then along with the kids in the day. I will recommend it to anybody that kind of just wants to have fun with their family. And it's a board game type of thing without counting pieces or anything like that. So it's pretty fun.
Yeah, without a bunch of plastic pieces going missing and flying across the room.
Yeah, so exactly missing, because my kids will misplace that pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah. Now, so one does wonder why you wouldn't just pull out the old credit card and purchase these characters.
Well, Nintendo doesn't allow you to. So No, that's, you're stuck with this. This is what you get.
You gotta earn it, buddy.
It's great. I know. I kind of like the DLC and the other stuff that you can buy, the microtransactions now, because I could just pay the 99 cents and get Koopa Troopa or whoever is next.
Yeah.
I have to spend my time.
Let's tease that out. So you can buy Donkey Kong for $3.99. Would you buy them and save your time?
After failing that river race like twice, I would seriously just buy it. That would be it. I'd be done. $3.99. Okay, here you go. You have my money. Bye.
That's it. All right, Nintendo, off you go. So if you were given the option, so as long as you were allowed to grind it, should you have such dedication, the option to be able to just purchase your way out, you'd actually like to. So you're not a purist. From a gaming standpoint,
I don't think so anymore, especially in this part of my life when things done quicker. I need them done now. I don't have much gaming time. Just give it to me. Just let me have Donkey Kong.
Take my $2. Just come on. I won't get coffee tomorrow.
Exactly. Yep. But no, Nintendo makes it hard. They want you to earn it, and they'll send you a little email saying, "You've been playing Mario Party. Don't forget the next character," and it like pushes you. Come on, go back. And they'll send you emails. Oh, like anything you're playing, they'll be like, "Oh, you should, if you played a demo or something," they're like, "Yeah, purchase the game. That's great." Or "Happy Valentine's Day." Or "Hey, you're almost there. You can do it." And you're like, "Oh my God, Nintendo knows how to be my own dad." Like, I will prove you wrong. I will do this. This is what's going to happen. So
it's reminding you how to, it's like reminding you to do chores. It's like, don't forget. You got to take out the donkey trash.
That's right.
The "you're so close" is the kind of scary one. Like, oh man, you're in the middle of the day at the office and you're getting this little Nintendo like, "Hey, haha, it's a me. Hey, play some more."
Hey. "It's a me, Mario. Pick up your Switch, huh?
Leave a job. Become a gamer.
What's more important? Don't you care about your kids and your family?"
Man. It's curious because it's just... I think we're entering a good age, and I think things like Apex Legend, again, to kind of wrap it around, gives you hope around how they're kind of approaching so far microtransactions.
Yeah.
Again, it's kind of unfortunate because it's loot box as opposed to just give me the things. But
give you the stuff, yeah.
It's mostly cosmetic. People aren't overly poo-pooing it. Like, it's like, okay, that's fine. Same with Overwatch, like we discussed many times, right? So things like Battlefront, like, just push things so far out into dangerous, gross zones that, like, it kind of feels like we've set limits, and now in some ways, like, we've seen some benefits to it from a dad perspective where it's, I don't have time. Look, when I was young, man, I'd be all over this. It'd be my jam. I'd grind the heck out of it. But I got our gaming dad Victory said, he's got 10 to 20 minutes at a time, very seldom.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Like, so take my money. Just take my money.
Yep, exactly. Just go. Yep. Just give me the thing.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. I was actually kind of tempted to purchase some stuff in Apex Legends. Just support, because I just really like what they did. And so I honestly could care less for skins. Like, I don't really... I'll be carrying a gun so seldomly that, like, whether it's green or not doesn't really do very much for me, but it's more just... It's like a vote of confidence to say, like, yeah, man, like, thanks. This is, like, I like how you've done this. Like, I don't know if you can... As far as I've seen, I don't think you can buy the characters directly. I think you might be able to probably buy the currency and then buy the characters. So I don't know. Maybe I'll see how much that's worth because it's a feel good story around it. And the thought that you can maybe toss a little bit of money because they haven't asked for any yet, like, would be fine. So I think so too.
Especially for free to play too, right? Like, you do want to maybe, you know, tip jar a little bit and just say thanks.
Yeah, so it's helpful, man. Like, it kind of feels like the scenario you describe in Mario Party, where it's just you wish you could drop a little bit of money to get it. I think we've seen that in some other games. Like, we've seen the dark side of it, but it's like we've pulled back a little bit, and like we're starting to understand. Look, there's benefit to DLC. First, you know, just also DLC, like in our classic go-to Horizon Zero Dawn, like that was amazing, or The Witcher, like these things that you would want to pay so you could like play some more of it. Great things like Fortnite and Apex Legends, and then things like Mario Party, where it's just, for God's sakes, give me Donkey Kong. Like, I'm tired.
That's what I mean. I will say that it's like the industry shifted so much though that we've forgotten that the game should give us the characters. Like, it should, they should be there. Like, it should just be, like, I remember Mario Kart. They were all there. You had to earn the other courses, though. So maybe that is along the same lines about earning the characters. You have to beat one to get the next.
Yeah.
So,
that's probably about the best last kind of slice of it, if you can play to earn it. And again, Apex Legends, like, you can play and grind out enough to buy the characters. There's definitely a way to do it in-game that isn't overly obtuse. Right? Like, you could achieve
Warframe.
It.
Warframe does the same.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like, Warframe does it really... I can't say really well. I think it's a pretty slow grind, but
it's there.
People who like the game, they're not going to mind. They're playing that much anyways, I think, so. Yeah. That is a positive note.
I think so.
I always like to end on a positive note, so let's... give it a tip right there. So thank you everybody so much for listening. This has been New Dad Gaming. If you'd like to reach out to us with a question, a game tip, a dad story, or a gaming dad victory submission, you can go to our website at newdadgaming.com, find us on Twitter, or join the Facebook group, also on Instagram as well, for all those sweet Mario Party and Elite Dangerous space picks. If you'd like to subscribe to the podcast, you can find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and any of the other podcasting services. Just search for New Dad Gaming. If you like the show, we would really appreciate a like, a review, or a share as we try to reach as many gaming dads as we can. I need to put together our Apex squad too. We need some enterprising, incredible gaming dad who can bring us to victory so we can like check that off the list.
That's right.
Till next time. My name is Trevor, and I have a 1-year-old, a 3-year-old, and I need to get back to grinding.
And I'm Jeff. I have an 8-year-old, a 5-year-old, and I have Donkey Kong. I'll be out in the raft.
That damn monkey cost me everything.
So much time.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you next week.
See ya.